joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline with some really interesting news that kind of reflects our newest ranking in U.S. News and World Report. They're saying we're the number four best place to live there is. It's huge, and it's multiple cities in Colorado that have received those distinctions. Three other cities, we come in at number four. That's okay. Those cities are right up the street from us. And Greg, welcome to Afternoon News.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Ted.
Man, big news coming out of the Regional Building Department, kind of, as I say, follows along with national trend for the likability of this area, which is way at the top of the scale. You've had your busiest construction month in 15 years.
Yeah, it's super exciting. We've been having just permits have been coming in for a little bit of everything. They're coming in left and right, and particularly with single-family home permits. In September alone, we had 564 single-family home permits. That's a 44% increase over September of 2019. And like you said, the busiest month we've had here in the El Paso County region, in the Pikes Peak region, since August of 2005, 15 years. If you're looking year to date, the department has issued 3,641 single-family home permits. That's a 20% increase over the same time last year. So those homes will be coming online sometime next year. And that is super exciting when you hear those kinds of numbers for an area that, you know, Ted, is in desperate need of more housing.
And, you know, and your permit and licensing supervisor weighed in on this. He said it was a combination of stressful but very exciting because you guys are so busy right now.
Yeah, it's been a wild one. We've really been very, very busy all summer long. We've been bringing on some new staffing to help with kind of these chaotic times. And what makes it even more weird is can't forget that we're in the middle of a pandemic right now. But the construction industry hasn't skipped a beat. They're going strong, and we're going strong as well, trying to keep up best we can. And so far, we're already looking strong for the month of October. At the end of today, we're already at 248 single-family home permits. That's looking good. We still have 13 business days to go in the month of October, and who knows? We might get close to those numbers that we saw in September. We might even top them.
Wow, that's a really fast pace to be on. And, of course, just, you know, there's more beyond single-family home permits. There's residential alterations, commercial projects. What about those?
Yeah, those are looking good, too. Residential alteration permits always are very high compared to the other ones. So looking at our permits right now, we're already at 2,741 residential alterations for October alone. Commercials already looking really strong, too. New commercials, we're at 37. Really exciting numbers. There's just a lot of action happening right now in the Pikes Peak region, and we're excited to be able to keep the construction industry moving, and it's exciting times around here.
Yeah, it's a hard effort you guys are making. You're doing a great job. And the permit activity, keeping you busy, busy, busy. Visit the website at pprbd.org. That's pprbd.org. To get a sense for how you can, if you've got a project to start, if you need to get a license, all of that information is right there. Greg and the team keep that site up very, very nicely. Greg, thank you. Greg DiGrando, Public Information Officer for Pikes Peak Regional Building Department. We appreciate you spending this couple of minutes sharing this great news with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Absolutely. Thank you.